Merry Christmas.
Yay,
we made it. Now you can just sit back and relax and enjoy the holiday. Welcome to Sunday Morning Church here at Hollywood UMC. We're so happy that you're sharing this morning with us. And before we get started, let's welcome the Zelazny family up to light our fourth candle of Advent.
When the angel Gabriel visited Mary, announcing God's plan for her to conceive and give birth to the Messiah, Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" And yet, only a few months later, Mary sings to Elizabeth, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name."
We, like Mary, hear God's call to be part of making God's dream for our salvation and flourishing a reality. And we question, how can this be? I am only. Yet, like Mary, the onlys that make us hesitate are gifts God can and will use as God's love transforms us into bearers of good news.
We wait as people who have encountered divine love that disrupts the status quo and ushers us into abundant life, marked by mutual love and peace that flows from the flourishing of all people. We light these candles as signs of our shocking hope, our just peace, our fierce joy, and the love that transforms us. May love grow within us, transforming us into bold witnesses of God's salvation with our voices and our lives. Amen.
The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will establish and uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. You may be seated.
All right, let's have some young people up here. Anybody else gonna join? This is gonna be a lot easier with two. We have this planned out a little bit. Ooh. So, Annalie, what's happening tonight? Do you know what happens tonight? In the morning you wake up and what are you gonna do? You don't know? What are you going to do in the morning?
Have eggnog and open Christmas presents.
Have eggnog and open up Christmas presents. Is that what you're going to do too, Bonnie? Yeah. So the other thing we're celebrating is a special birthday. Do you know whose birthday it is tomorrow?
Jesus.
Right. So I have something to tell you. Did you know that back in Jesus's time, they didn't have internet? Or cell phones, or smartwatches, or tablets, or newspapers, or any way to spread the good news. So how do we know about Jesus today? So I'm gonna do a little experiment. I'm gonna whisper something to you, Annalie, and you're gonna whisper to Maddie, and Maddie, you're gonna whisper to Bonnie, and then Bonnie, I want you to say whatever Maddie says out loud, okay? Okay.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
It worked! Yay! Happy birthday, Jesus. So guess what? That is how they spread the good news, right? So if we remember in the story that we so wonderfully told just a few weeks ago, right? Jesus was born, and the angels told the
shepherds.
Say it out loud.
Shepherds.
Shepherds, and then the shepherds came to visit
Jesus.
And then the shepherds left, and who did they tell?
They told a lot of people.
A lot of people. They told everyone, right? And it got to the wise men, and it got to everyone else. And that's how we know today all about Jesus, because spreading the word of mouth. So here's what I want you to do. When you see people, we can spread things through word of mouth, and we can spread positive things. So what are some happy, positive things we can say to people between today and tomorrow, and actually, like, beyond that? What are some nice things that we can say to people?
You're amazing.
You're amazing. What's something else?
I love you.
What's something else? You can think about it. We can say Merry Christmas. We can say you're amazing. We can say thank you. We can say please. We can spread the good news of Jesus through our words and our actions. And people will know that we are Christians by our love and by the way that we share that gift with everyone. And all God's children said, so we're going to say a brief prayer, and then we are going to stay here with our families for this beautiful service this morning. Dearest Lord, thank you so much for the greatest gift that you have given us, the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who came to us as a child. Thank you so much as we celebrate the beauty of your Son, as we celebrate the beauty of all of the children and recognize that we are all God's children. Help us continue to spread by word of mouth your love. And all God's children once again said, amen. I ask you now to spread the word of mouth and stand and pass the peace to those around you and, of course, to those who are joining us virtually.
Good, and you can sit down for this next song.
Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah. From you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient days. Therefore he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of his kindred shall return to the people of Israel. And he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God. And they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. Holy wisdom, holy words, thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Holy One, giver of life, God of joy, love, hope, and peace, we are reminded this Advent season about the power of waiting, of thinking of what is precious to us, of anticipating the possibilities of what to come. On this Christmas Eve, as we await the waited child, we are reminded of the preciousness of a newborn, of the promise and possibility of new life, new beginnings, and new opportunity. You chose to come among us, to be made flesh in human form, as frail as us, as vulnerable as us, as amazing as you have made us. You remind us that we too, like Jesus, are children of new possibility, and that every day we can be reborn in you. Every day is an invitation to Christmas and new life. God, we are thankful for this and all that you have brought forward, our time together with friends and family. This morning we pray for all our brothers and sisters and siblings in our community in need of your support. We are grateful for the rain and the wonderful way that it has fed the earth, but are mindful of the many unsheltered people who live in Los Angeles who suffered in this week's storm. We pray that you will continue to guide this church in our work and our outreach with our houseless neighbors as we both seek to meet their needs in the field, but also work towards change on the policy level so that all people can become housed. We are praying this morning also for peace in our communities and abroad, so that as the new day dawns, a new possibility also emerges for a world without war. You are everything and you have given everything. We pray for your healing power among those of us who are sick and experiencing illness. And we pray that you will bring your grace and comfort to those who mourn or are feeling loneliness in this time. Be with each and every one of us and remind us that indeed in your presence, in your name, in the way you have made us, we are loved. We have many prayers on our hearts and minds, and we offer them to you now in a moment of silent prayer. We thank you for this time together, for this time of light and remembrance and joy, and for your son Jesus, for whom we await, who taught us how to live and who taught us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Right. Good morning. Love seeing you all here today. Hey, I hope you're coming back because we have two services later on tonight, 5 and 10:30, but I'll talk about those in a second. Let's, just a few short announcements today, but let's check in real quick. If you are new or haven't been here before, you can drop your name in there, an email, if you'd like. But prayer requests, I love getting those every week, and I share those with the pastoral staff. So if you have any of those, please share with us. We'd appreciate that. Like I said, Christmas Eve, we've got two more special Christmas Eve candlelight services happening. More the family service is at 5, and then at 10:30, we have an amazing service full of music, and it ends at midnight with everyone singing Silent Night. So it's a very beautiful time. I hope you can spend that with us, either online or in person. Christmas Day, there will not be a church service because we're going to be worshiping with our hands and feet. We're going to be helping our friends with Temple Israel of Hollywood, who have been here for the past 2 days, setting up our gym, Grant Hall, packed full of toys. It'll be dinner for over 1,000 people, and we're going to be here volunteering from 12 to 3 p.m. So if you have the opportunity, I do still think they're taking some volunteers, but I have the QR codes out at the welcome table if you want to check on those if you're going to be in town for that. Then the week after Christmas, the office will be closed, but you can still get us through email if you have something you want to share. But we will definitely be back bright and early on New Year's Eve morning, 11 a.m. with a worship service to ring out the year. One thing about just looking forward to the new year, because I'm excited about this class, Rev Ed and Tim Payne are leading a class we're calling a Sunday Adult Study, because they're going to have various topics, but they're going to start on January 14th here after church, and I believe we're doing it in the chapel, and they're going to start with the book of Galatians. So please, if you can, join us. It's on the second and fourth Sundays of the month through March. Any of the things I talked about or any questions you have about events coming up, feel free to see me at the welcome table out in the courtyard. I'll be out there, of course, by the desserts. It's my favorite spot. I can answer any questions. You know, all that we do here is made possible by you with your prayers, your presence, and your service and gifts. So as the ushers come forward and we put up a QR code for online giving, please give as you're able, so we can grow this ministry and our community outreach here in the heart of Hollywood. Thank you.
I don't care if the carpet's stained, we've got food upon the table. maintain it. Love would never fall for that. We sing, scared that you'll mess it up when perfection keeps you haunted. All you need is your best, my love. That's all anyone ever wanted. Love is how we do. Let no judgment overrule it. Love, I look to you and I see.
Reading from the Gospel of Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "Well, how can this be, since I am a virgin?" And the angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called the Son of God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. Holy wisdom, holy words. Thanks be to God.
Sweetly singing o'er the plains. Luke 2:1-7. In those days, a decree went out from the Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. Holy wisdom, holy words. Thanks be to God.
Reading from Luke. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and laying in a manger." And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left him and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. Holy wisdom, holy words, thanks be to God.
the wonders of his love are all around us. I want you to look around the room right now. In front of you are the wonders of God's love, this family here and beyond. I want to thank our wonderful readers this morning and our choir for the service of Carol and Lessons. And of course, our incredible, often unnoticed, but totally essential usher team. We thank you so much for everything that you do. Let's give some love to our friends in the balcony. We love you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. This is first of three services for them today. And of course, as you leave today, please be sure to greet any of our custodians and tech folk. They get here first, and they'll close us tonight after midnight, and they'll be back here tomorrow for the incredible day of Christmas outreach that we do starting at like 6 a.m. They're amazing, and our church doesn't run without them. So that said, I want you to go into the world this week knowing that you are truly blessed. We are in the season of Christmas, this beautiful baby, but you are the wonders of God's love in the world. May your hands and feet do his work, and may you know that you are truly blessed. I hope to see you in the courtyard for cookies or at one of tonight's services, but if not, I hope you have the merriest of Christmases. Happy holidays.